Judges 13, 1 through 25. Devotional focus verse. Then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, O my Lord, let the man of God which thou didst send come again unto us, and teach us what we shall do unto the child that shall be born. Judges 13, 8. Have you ever witnessed first-time parents with their new baby? The 9 months of waiting is finally over, and they are jubilant with excitement as they eagerly embrace the new life. I remember when our oldest daughter was born. Initially, we were ecstatic, and every moment seemed to be filled with euphoria. However, the euphoric feelings soon gave way to the reality of life with a newborn. The sleepless nights, the rigorous schedule, and very often the desire that an instruction manual had accompanied the child. Questions arose on a regular basis. What do you do when the baby is crying and nothing seems to help? How do you know if colic or something more serious is causing her discomfort? Is it normal for a baby to sleep this much? Why those long gaps when she didn't even seem to be breathing? Was it best to pick her up when she cried, or was that spoiling her? It seemed that every day brought more questions. In our text, Manoah and his wife were childless, but an angel of the Lord appeared to his wife and let her know that she would conceive and give birth to a son. The child was to be a Nazarite, and he would begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Upon hearing the good news, Manoah felt the responsibility that comes with such an announcement, and he entreated the Lord for instructions on how to raise the child. In our lives, we often feel the weight of the responsibilities that rest upon us each day. We may feel that what is required of us is more than we can handle on our own. Whether it is raising children, performing our jobs, or doing some service in the work of the Lord, we can learn from Manoah and take the time to entreat the Lord for his direction, instruction, or the wisdom that we need. The Lord has provided the greatest manual the world has ever known, the Bible, which is full of practical help and guidelines for situations that we may encounter. It gives us instructions on how to raise our children, how to treat our spouses, how to get along with our fellow men, but most importantly, how to make our peace with God and make it to heaven. Let us purpose to utilize this God-given resource on a regular basis. Background: the first verse of our text tells us that the children of Israel corrupted themselves and did evil again in the sight of the Lord. The Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines, who oppressed them for 40 years. It was during this 40-year period that an angel appeared to a barren woman and her husband, Manoah, announcing that a son would be born to them, along with specific instructions regarding the child's care. See verses 1 through 8. Even before the child's birth, God assigned him a task. Samson was to begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Samson was to be a Nazarite, a term taken from the Hebrew word nazir, meaning consecrated one. In addition, Manoah's wife was to observe the requirements of being a Nazarite while she carried the child. The word Nazarite has no connection to the term Nazarene, which refers to a citizen of Nazareth. Number 6 describes the requirements of the Nazarite vow, which included that no razor was to touch the hair, no fruit of the vine or byproduct thereof could be consumed, and there was to be no proximity to a dead body, even if the deceased was closely related. Verses 9 through 21 record that when the angel appeared a second time to the wife of Manoah, she called her husband. The angel reiterated to him how his wife needed to observe all that he commanded her while she carried the baby, and Manoah responded by inviting the angel to stay and eat with them and asking his name. The angel replied that Manoah needed to sacrifice unto God rather than be concerned about feeding him or knowing his name. When Manoah obeyed and offered a sacrifice unto God, the angel did wondrously. While Manoah and his wife looked on, a flame came from the rock and consumed the sacrifice, and then the divine visitor ascended into flame. Verse 21 indicates that it was not until this point that Manoah and his wife fully realized that the man of God was an angel of the Lord. Verses 22 through 25 describe the response of Manoah and his wife, the birth of Samson, and the fact that the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times. Conclusion: as Christians, we are given a challenge to live a life that is holy and set apart from the world. Like Manoah and his wife, we too have access to instructions on how to do this in a pleasing way to the Lord. The Bible is our greatest instructional resource.